Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should be partly cloudy with a high temperature of 78 and a calm wind. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 57, and Wednesday patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 83. And in the news, it's primary election day. Voting polls opened this morning at 7 a.m. and will close this evening at 8 p.m. Across the state, each political party will vote to narrow down the field to one candidate for the general election on November 8th. Republican voters will choose their nominees to take on Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call, whose offices will be pivotal for determining the future of abortion policy in the state. If a state law passed in 1849 were to be reimposed, abortion would be banned in Wisconsin without exceptions for rape and incest. Evers and Call have gone to court to prevent this from happening, while leading Republican candidates have touted their anti-abortion credentials in the wake of the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade earlier this summer. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed the largely self-funding Tim Michaels, who was effectively tied with Rebecca Clefish in the same Marquette poll. On the Republican side, former President Donald Trump has endorsed the largely self-funded Tim Michaels, who was effectively tied with former Lieutenant Governor Republican Rebecca Clefish in the final Marquette Law poll for the Wisconsin primary. Another candidate, Kevin Nicholson, will still be on the ballot even though he has dropped out of the race. This information according to U.S. News Online reporting. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes appears to be the Democratic candidate to challenge current Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson in a race that could be pivotal in our swing state, where the balance of power in the U.S. Senate depends on just a few votes in this year's general election. Johnson had previously announced that he would not seek a third term, but he is clearly back in the race. Regionally, with the resignation of 20-year veteran campaigner, 3rd U.S. Congressional Representative Ron Kind, Democratic voters will be choosing from a field of four in a primary between La Crosse City Councilman Mark Newman, State Senator Brad Pfaff, retired CIA officer and Army veteran Deb McGrath, and businesswoman Rebecca Cook. Given their moderate to conservative leanings of the district, all candidates have touted their bipartisan appeal that was a hallmark left over from Kind. The winner will challenge Derek Van Orden, who has former President Donald Trump's endorsement. Other local races will be for the 96th State Assembly and Vernon County Sheriff. Other state races will be to choose party candidates for state attorney general, lieutenant governor, and secretary of state. Over the past 2 weeks, the Nearly Noon News shared information about the candidates and issues for today's primary. In order to vote at your polling place, you must be registered and provide legal ID. Wisconsin does have same-day registration. Viroqua has a new polling site in the basement of the new City Hall, which is located at 124 West Decker. Once again, Wisconsin voting sites will be open until 8 p.m. this evening. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.